Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the first day of March 2011 on this live Tuesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us today. The news is intensifying. The frequency of just earth-shaking events are accelerating. And we're going to have a jam-packed transmission for you today. Joining us from Beirut, the one, the only international TV host, Max Kaiser, will be joining us from the Middle East with breaking news coming up in the next hour. He's got breaking news and developments dealing with Blackwater training in Israel and planning a strike in Lebanon. It's also been confirmed that they're training with South African mercenary companies all over Africa for intensified strikes there as well, not just in and around Palestine. We also then have joining us part three of the live interview with Pastor Lindsey Williams with his Inside Oil Company connections. You remember in October when oil was $65, $70 a barrel, he said it would soon go to $150 within 6 months to a year. That's now moving up in that direction. He was told that by a former CEO of one of the big three oil companies known to myself. We can't give you the source. Of course, Ken Fromm was the former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield, died last December, so we can now reveal that source. Continuing, we have Webster Tarpley popping in the last 30 minutes to talk about what's happening in North Africa and the Middle East and the domino effect, generally triggered by commodity prices increasing due to ongoing dollar devaluation and speculation. So we're going to be breaking that down. Bernie Madoff did a big interview with New York Magazine. I continue to be impressed by the interviews that New York Magazine gets. They did a taped jailhouse interview with Bernie Madoff, where Madoff basically told the truth. Whole government is a Ponzi scheme. He went on to say Goldman Sachs is a Ponzi scheme. And the media kind of spun it like, well, this guy's a crook. Well, yeah, the founder of the NASDAQ. I mean, the modern derivatives investment banking system since the end of Glass-Steagall in 99 is a Ponzi scheme. I mean, how many top economists do I have to have on to explain that? But the issue here is all of these entitlements, all of these interest payments to these private banks are based on always increasing the amount of debt, because it is a Ponzi scheme. And we're now entering those final phase of the situation where it basically becomes amplified where the hyperinflation begins to rear its ugly head. Just last week they had another big Treasury auction and record numbers of the Treasuries went unsold to governments, institutions, and private individuals. So the Federal Reserve and the Treasury just monetized it. And that's what Zimbabwe has done the last few years. It's what Argentina did in the last decade. That's what's happened in Mexico over and over again with peso devaluation. It's what the Russians have done with the ruble. It's what the Germans did in Weimar Republic that helped usher in Adolf Hitler. And that's the problem with this historically, that governments tend to start wars to get out of depressions, and governments almost always try to have police state crackdowns as their answer to these type of economic developments, this type of economic climate. So we're going to be going over all of that as well today when we come back after the break. Also, I had predicted it here ad nauseum because I understand the mindset, the modus operandi of the globalist, and I have the executive order signed by Bill Clinton. And they normally put stuff on the books decades before they implement it. The TSA is rolling out on the streets of America, now searching even small children on street corners and getting off trains. Now they want to take your DNA to get on the airplane. And it's all a psychological warfare test. This is our prisoner enslavement training. We're going to come back and cover that. Stay with us.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. I just got back in the early morning hours from New York City, where I was on CNN, The View, and some other national TV outlets talking about the whole Charlie Sheen situation. Before this hour ends, I really had time to cogitate think a lot about this whole scandal, and so I'll have some brief but focused comments on that coming up towards the end of this hour. Then Max Keiser joins us from Beirut, Lindsey Williams for part three of the live interview we started a few weeks ago, and, of course, Webster Tarpley in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Here are just some of the headlines that we have here today that I'm going to be going over in detail. This is out of a WMUR television. Bill would make some airport screening sexual assault. Well, I've had district attorneys on, the district attorney from the county where San Francisco is based, where the airport's based, saying that they have their officers in the airport, and that if they see them touch the genitals through the pants, it's a misdemeanor. If they go in the pants, as they've been doing, now in the last 4 months, that they will charge them with felonies. My crew, my camera guys, fly all over the country interviewing folks for PrisonPlanet.tv, as you know. And everywhere they've gone the last 3 months, the scanners are turned off. I flew out or got into the airport at about 6, and my flight was delayed for many hours. But it was very busy there at the Newark airport, where I was flying out of New York from. And when I flew in, the scanners were all turned off Sunday. And when I flew out last night, Monday night, all the scanners were turned off at three checkpoints. In fact, I made a point of walking up and down and surveying the whole terminal area where you enter, and none of them were on. Zero. Zero. And my crew reports to me that all over the country, the scanners are completely turned off. Listeners report that they're either completely turned off or not in heavy use. And I've also talked to a lot of pilots who've told me that they are turned off all over the country, including LAX. So what does that say about the system? Well, I guess that Michael Chertoff and others have made collectively their billions of dollars off of the systems. And they know that the people have revolted against them, and they hate it, because if we have victory against this, we will learn that collectively we can have victory against every other un-American police state development. And so the globalists are basically just lying low right now and playing possum. Though when I flew out of Austin and flew back in, when I got in about 1 o'clock in the morning last night, when the airport wasn't having any more flights out, they were like busy bees at the three checkpoints putting in the naked body scanners. And I walked up to the TSA agents that were still there guarding the workmen from the evil Americans, and I said, "So you're putting in the microwave machines?" And they leered at me like, "How dare you, a lowly serf? What do you think this is, the United States of America? Talk to us." And I said, "Well, know this. You think you're going to hurt us with your little microwave machines that have been documented to be linked to cancer and DNA damage? Who it really hurts are those of you that work around them all day." So I said, 100% cancer. And looked them all in the eyes, and they looked at each other and then looked down at their feet. So 30 seconds into the conversation, they weren't arrogantly getting off on their little uniforms. Now, that said, when I flew out, the TSA, two of the officers wanted to shake my hand and said, "We appreciate what you're doing. I don't want to get them in too much trouble," but they told me some other things. One of them whispered in my ear. So certainly they're awakening. I also had one of the airport officials, who I've known for years, come to my office last week and tell me off record some just amazing horror stories of some of the TSA leadership at the Austin Bergstrom International Airport. But then, of course, I can't reveal those stories, because then it would finger exactly who told me those stories, because some of this happened behind closed doors. But can you imagine the type of sexual harassment that goes on? If you've got TSA people harassing women who are going through checkpoints, imagine what they do to other airport workers. And we've seen cases of this where the TSA will make fun of someone's genital size repeatedly until they finally punch them in the nose. And that's another TSA agent. We see the pilots becoming outraged. But the good news here is the people are beginning to wake up to what's happening and getting angry and realizing that this is sexual assault. We don't really need any new laws. Government is not above the law. Here's another great illustration of this. If you've got a dental office, or you've got a clinic, or you've got an emergency room, every month, by federal law, not just regulations under OSHA, they have to do full calibration readings to make sure that they're not malfunctioning. Because even a low-powered X-ray can become many times more powerful than a chest X-ray. And a chest X-ray or a MRI. You saw the New York Times last year admitting that MRIs all over the country are basically causing cancer, killing people, hitting them so hard with radiation that their hair is all falling out. Well, it's the same situation with these naked body scanners that, depending on which system, have 20-plus to 50-plus times the radiation. Source on that, Los Angeles Times and other major publications in the last 2 years that have reported on that. And Congress, about 9 months ago, ordered, and that's the government, the elected government, that Homeland Security give them the OSHA calibration records and maintenance records of the naked body scanners, because they've been putting them in for 4 years, but only at, five or six airports. Now they're going in at over 200. And guess what Homeland Security said? They said, "No way, Jack." So Bush can order torture. It's completely illegal, but he writes memos. And then when their own minions get caught doing it, the minions go to prison. And then Bush writes a book. and give speeches saying he'd order torture again above the law. They think they are. The Fuhrer precept. Same thing with the TSA. Hey, we don't have to wear any stinking radiation badges. We don't have to calibrate these. We don't have to have them serviced. We don't have to have radiologist technicians come in and run the machines and do tests and get readings. We can do whatever we want. This shows how the precedent's being set for them to just engage in any activity they wish. Now, suddenly, we're seeing the plans that Homeland Security announced 8 years ago coming to fruition. At bus terminals in Florida, at train stations in Boston and New York and California, the reports are coming out almost every day. I'm seeing them every few days, and I'm not even looking for them, so I'm sure there's more out there. But you can just search, boy patted down getting off train. Woman patted down getting off bus. TSA Viper teams run checkpoints on highway in Houston. Or you can pull up Fox News from about a year ago in upstate New York. National Guard helps arrest 2,000 people for drugs and guns. And there's a newscast with super high power x-rays having families drive their cars under them. And the National Guard, under Homeland Security directives, being trained by TSA, is standing there right beside the scanners. I mean, do you have any idea how dead these people are? But see, it's funny to them. They think they're bulletproof. It's like a young person that starts smoking cigarettes, and you feel like you're invincible. You feel like you're always going to be young. And 5 minutes figuratively goes by. It seems like 5 minutes, and you're 67 years old, and hey, buddy, you got lung cancer. We're going to chop one of your lungs out. Or it's like an alcoholic that doesn't believe that, you know, drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day is going to pickle their liver, and they don't listen to their doctor, and they go into liver failure or kidney failure. I mean, you sit there and you talk to these TSA people, and I do it all over the country, and a lot of them either shake your hand and go, we know, we're trying to unionize, but or they laugh at you and get angry. And here's the issue. We've confirmed that TSA agents are called in and asked, do you have a problem patting people down, putting your hands down their pants? Do you have a problem with the radiation from these things? And if you say yes, 2 weeks later you get a pink slip. Oh, we're laying you off. So they're building an army of unthinking automatons who will plus, the more I think about it, this is all hidden in plain view. Those x-ray machines, and I was looking at some of the specs a few months ago. We had a radiologist on air, as many of you remember, that there's all sorts of splattering and leakage out of the regular x-ray machines they run your luggage through that you're walking by. But it's one thing to walk by it. It's another thing to sit there all day on top of it. By the way, there's more news out today dealing with the U.S. government radiating disabled Americans, injecting them with syphilis, injecting them with dioxin. Of course, you heard last year the government had to apologize for injecting Guatemalans with syphilis. We have a scientific technocracy with a bunch of ruthless control freaks who get off on playing God. They're not into football. They're not into going to parties. They're not into going out dancing. They're not into oil painting. They're not into gardening. They're into playing God. And many of these scientific elite types, if you study their psychological makeup, are classical Joseph Mengele types. They enjoy what they're doing. They enjoy suffering. They enjoy playing God. Now, I started getting into the TSA because that's a segue as the states stand up and say those convicted would be tier three sex offenders, because that's what it is. If I walk up in a park and grab a woman's genitals, I'll go to prison and should. If a cop does it without an emergency situation and probable cause, you know, that she has a gun down her pants, he's going to go to jail and should. How are these TSA workers above the law? But I wanted to get to mention that first, because now the TSA is going to be taking your DNA when you go to the airport and then on the side of the highway. And as I told you years ago, that's been the plan all along. They want to set a precedent to forcibly inject you, forcibly take blood, get inside your body. Stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, Gaddafi loyalists fail to retake territory in six-hour battle with rebels. Saudi Arabia sends tanks to riot hit Bahrain. Report, U.S. Special Forces have now arrived in Libya, in the eastern part of the country. We're going to get into Bernie Madoff's jailhouse interview, saying that the entire government is a Ponzi scheme. Yep, the Ponzi scheme started in 1913 with the private Federal Reserve takeover, and this whole police state control grid is to ensure that the private Ponzi scheme operators are able to take over this country and secure their ill-gotten gains. That is coming up. But again, if you just joined us, the good news is all over the country, legislatures are moving to pass laws to make it illegal for TSA to grope you. But it's already illegal. I've had district attorneys and county attorneys on. There's no law allowing TSA to do this. It's a 10th Amendment violation. A bunch of federal goons running around doing whatever they want, now expanding the highways and train stations and bus stations of America. A House committee is scheduled to hold a hearing today on a bill that would make it a sexual assault for an airport screener to touch or view a person's breast or genitals without probable cause. The bill, HB 628FN, includes anyone working as a security agent of a federal, state, or local government, and includes touching or viewing with a technological device. So that also deals with the body scanners. The bill, and this is in New Hampshire, bill states discussing or possessing a copy of the Constitution, discussing the security apparatus of an airport. And it continues, being on the premises of an airport, possessing an airplane ticket or any type of ticket for access to mass transportation, driving a motor vehicle on a public way, or ownership of firearms should not be considered probable cause. Anyone convicted of these offenses would be classified as a Tier 3 sexual offender. Okay, let me just continue here now. This is old news for our listeners, but new news if you're a new listener. And this all broke over the weekend. After touching your junk, TSA wants to scan and harvest your DNA. It's not enough for the TSA to fill you up at the airport. Now they are experimenting with rapid result DNA scanners that can scan and analyze your DNA using just a drop of saliva. That's because in your saliva are skin cells from the tissue in your mouth. Spit at the TSA agent who is molesting you, in other words, and they can use that saliva to scan your DNA and then store it in a government database. Well, that's how the federal government has announced that they want to start taking, under a Bill Clinton executive order from the mid-90s, I cover it in my film America Destroyed by Design. I go down to the DMV and protest and get arrested, handing out copies of it on the footage in the film. In there, it said to get a driver's license, they would take urine, blood, or other tissue sample. And now in England and Europe and in other areas of the world, when the police pull you over, even for speeding, they are now pushing, taking a swab of tissue. They don't have to cut you to do it. They just take a swab and put it on the inside of your cheek, and it scrapes off hundreds of cells. They then attach that to your ID in the database and now have your DNA. Now, remember, and this Mike Adams Natural News article points this out, we wrote a story last year dealing, we wrote a story a decade before that as well, dealing with the fact that we discovered 15 years ago when a nurse sent us secret documents that there is a giant secret DNA Pentagon database, and all babies at birth for 39 years, and this is done, by the way, through continuity of agenda, for 39 years is generally the number, but in the last 35, at least some countries didn't start it until after we did. But every major Western nation showing we're under this global management system, that they take blood from babies, telling you it's going to the health department to test for blood diseases, as if a in-house clinic couldn't do it, or as if the hospital couldn't charge you and do it and send it out to a private clinic. They send it away to the health department. The blood test is not done. It is saved and put into a Pentagon/UN database. And, of course, now listeners of mine in Minnesota and Texas hearing about this actually investigated in the last few years and have been winning lawsuits and basically getting up-to-date documents similar to those we received 15 years ago. So the goal of government is to get in your space, to set that precedent, to have forced inoculation, as they've been trying to push through the last few years, to have a forced DNA retrieval. It's about government getting in your space. And they train you first, take your shoes off, take your belt off, answer questions. Now we're going to body scan you. Now we're going to grope you on top of it. First, the hands are outside the pants or the dress. Now they're going inside, always increasing what they do. And this is just like people pulling up at a prison and basically being being broken and being strip searched, it's just like induction into a prison. We'll come back with more.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. Max Kaiser joining us from Beirut with big breaking news. We'll be joining us coming up in about 30 minutes. We then have Lindsey Williams for part three of that live interview we started about a week and a half ago. And then Webster Griffin Tarpley, fresh back from Germany, will give us his view on what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa, and with the continuing acceleration of the disintegration of the world economy by design. That is all coming up. I want to get into the move to basically have a NATO, UN-led, U.S.-backed invasion of Tripoli, where Muammar Gaddafi, the dictator, is ensconced. I want to get into some Bernie Madoff news that's very revealing coming up. Also news on the economy. But finishing up with the TSA. The TSA is the national low-wage, ground shirt army of the federal government. And there's this continuity of agenda. If you want to blame George Herbert Walker Bush, or you want to blame Bill Clinton, or you want to blame George W. Bush, or you want to blame Barack Obama, you can't. Because their rhetoric may be a little bit different, but if you look at what Homeland Security's doing, itself an offshoot of FEMA and COG, Continuity of Government Preparations. If you look at what presidents do after the last president leaves, the bureaucracy is moving in total lockstep in the same direction. And so while we rearrange deck chairs on the deck of the Titanic and prepare to put in some Republican savior coming up the next year and a half to remove Barack Obama, that is a strategy for failure. If we teach the principles of liberty and freedom and the Constitution generally to the public, tyranny will disappear like mist in the morning, as Thomas Jefferson said, like phantoms at dawn. And we need to take the states back, the counties, the cities back. We need to take each mind back by getting people to realize what a decadent, corrupt area of the cycle of civilization we've entered and how dangerous it is for everyone if we don't restore the republic and restore the Bill of Rights and Constitution. That is the engine, the true free market, private property engine of everything good. We know historically that everything the federal government is attempting to do is for a small cadre of elite, inbred, elitist banking house and royalty allied families who have nothing but disdain for the general public and disdain for private property for the middle class, who has always been their hereditary enemy throughout history. Middle classes are always enemies of the establishment once the system begins to become consolidated and vertically integrated. Look at ancient Rome. Look at ancient Japan, China. Look at Mesoamerica. Look at what's happened in the last 100 years in the third world, whether it's Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe. The corrupt strongmen and plutocrats, depending on what system you have, always target the middle class because it's independent and self-sufficient and not under their control, and is always in business competition against the consolidated inside crony capitalist ventures run by these systems. You know, you think the communists are anti-capitalist, but you look at China, you look at Russia and its decline up until the early 1990s, you had a very small group of people becoming fabulously wealthy and powerful, and they use government as a tool to shut down their competition. But continuing, this is the last time I can fly out of Austin without them trying to put me through the naked body scanners. Now, the good news is there's been such a revolt against them that all over the country they're in disuse, because they don't want to give you a chance to come together. As I said a year ago, as I said 5 months ago when we launched the big national brush fire rebellion against this, that it's the key issue for several reasons. It is a central key operation for the globalist. They must roll out their national civilian security force that's just as big and just as strong as the U.S. military, as Barack Obama said. Not his agenda. He's just putting it into high gear. So it's key because it's key for them, their total federal domination, the end of the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, ahead of this country going into full bankruptcy receivership. 42 states on the verge of being absorbed by the federal government. By the way, I wrote his name down. I put it in my phone. I've got to pull it back up. But when I flew to New York, the head of one of the biggest banks in the country, investment banks, was sitting next to me in first class. So I demanded the view, give me first class. You know, it's Disney's money. Why not? And he knew who I was and tried to convince me that global government wasn't a bad thing and that we should have a global corporation that runs things. Kind of like the speech that Howard Beale's given by the head of the company that owns the network in the network. He was trying to explain it all to me. And by the end, boy, he gave me that executive power trip look that only a globalist can give. So I've got to go dig it out of my phone later. I forget his name. But I kind of knew who he was, and I searched his name after I got off the plane. I was like, unbelievable who I was sitting next to for 3 hours. It was incredible. But side issue on that front. Continuing with the TSA, I'll get into all this other news. It's key because this is their federal brown shirt, Gestapo, Tenth Amendment destroying takeover. And if we can stop them on this front, we'll stop them on every front. And if we have political victories like Washington, George Washington had a military victory at Trenton against the Hessians, it will show people that we have power. And we are having more and more victories. And the people are learning that there's a sport called real politics and called fighting for liberty that's exciting and dynamic and a lot more fulfilling than paying $300 to go to an NFL football game and buy glasses of $10 beer and eat hot dogs full of MSG that give you heartburn and to be groped by TSA-trained thugs at the gate. People find out how fulfilling it is to be informed and involved. It's addictive to start learning how the world works, tracking information. And as people begin to more and more discover this, the globalists can feel the energy of the world's intellect and the will turning against them. So it's key because it's their tip of the spear. But it's even more key and central and a perfect issue because it's something that isn't left or right. That's why the media has desperately tried to make it Obama's TSA. Obama is doing this. Because if they can make it about Obama, who's certainly a horrible teleprompter reading creature, but nevertheless a puppet, a marionette, then they can basically have all the, quote, liberals go, well, my football team's good. And so I associate my personal power and my identity with Barack Hussein Obama. And so I'm going to support the TSA then because it's being phrased by Fox News and others as something that the liberals are doing. You notice Fox News has been critical of the TSA, though they love the Patriot Act, secret arrest, torture. I mean, this is their game. This is their bag. They should love it. But they're playing the part of the anti-establishment right now while their arm of the New World Order, their management team, is quasi out of power. Though you do see them starting to tone down some of the rhetoric now that they can share at the trough controlling the House of Representatives. So it's an issue that brings liberals and conservatives together in and around the Fourth Amendment, in and around the Tenth Amendment, in and around basic human dignity. And it brings the people together and the social engineers who are masters of divide and conquer, of balkanization, of playing us off against each other, cannot and will not allow. And so that's why, oh, you're going to have national opt-out? We're just going to turn these off almost everywhere. We're just going to play possum until your anger dissipates. But you notice it's not dissipating. In the Austin line, in the New Jersey line, I was listening to men and women going, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to opt out. And then when they try to touch me, I'm going to say no. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? So I sat there in Austin after I went to the checkpoint and in New Jersey when I got off and when I came back on, watching people. Almost no pat downs. The ones they did were very light. No body scanning. And the TSA was extremely polite. Except for last night, right as they were closing it down, and I got there and tried to warn them. And, of course, they didn't want to hear, hey, this radiation's going to hurt you. See, I'm the bad man for telling them that. It's like if they have a glass of cyanide they're about to drink, and I'm telling them not to drink it, and they just go, shut up. It's good for me. But denial, as they say, is not a river in Egypt. Okay, again, finishing up on that subject, and I got to hurry because I got all this other news to get to. And we got guests coming up. I have that tendency to spend the first 30, 45 minutes on one article instead of getting into all the news. After touching your junk, TSA wants to scan and harvest your DNA. This is from Mike Adams at Natural News up on Infowars.com, but it's all over the tech magazines, all over the news. Here's a TG Daily plans on scanning DNA at checkpoints. Where they basically get cheek tissue by having you spit or swabbing the inside of your cheek. And they're saying that they're testing it to do identity confirmation, and they are moving forward with that. So I've told you, this is the plan. And, of course, when they start last year in D.C., they give you a discount on your driver's license fee, your registration, if you give them a tissue swab or blood test. So they're beta testing and getting the cadres prepared of DMV workers of TSA to take tissue samples. just like they have federal grants in the last decade or more, now coming to a head here in Austin, they do it, where they take blood without warrants at checkpoints. The police do, under a federal grant, medicalizing a cadres of police to be medical officers for forced inoculations and more. Of course, before you needed a medical license as a nurse, but not anymore. If the police want to groogle around, in an RV medical center on the side of I-35, they're going to do it. And if you don't submit, we've got a lot of cases where if you don't give the blood test, they chain you down and taser you. Torture. THX1138. Might as well have cattle prods. Just when you think the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has enough wonderful toys to keep them busy, they go out and add another. Get ready for your DNA screening by DHS. According to The Daily, DHS has plans to begin testing a portable DNA scanner. The device has not been revealed, but as reported, it resembles a desktop printer. It's expected to make genetic tests far more common, especially in cases related to refugees, human trafficking, immigration. Yeah, sure. Experts think it will soon make its way into everyday medical and law enforcement usage. Yeah, like they've got thumb scanners going in almost all the police cars or license plate reading cameras. All Pentagon developed. Here's another one. DNA genetic pat down introduced to airports by DHS. Here's our article last year. Newborns DNA routinely harvested for government biobanks. Steve Watson. It's not routinely. I had with three children, I've had them threaten me at the hospital and say it's the law. And I go, show me the law. No, it's a mandate to the health department. You get money for it. I'm not doing it. You got it? And they call in an administrator and I say, look, I'm not stupid. Just like you tell public school kids it's the law, you got to take all these shots. There is no law. See, I mean, even if you believe in them secretly taking your blood, they lie about it and get caught. How many years have I been the kook for talking about this when it's just all admitted? And they get all of us just to play along with our own destruction. The TSA workers being roasted by these microwaves. The DHS and National Guard all over the country with giant mobile scanners just standing under them all day, just roasting themselves. And they just think it's magical, delusional thinking. Oh, Alex, we say it's fine. Here's another one. The Mail reports. America's shocking secret. Pictures that show how U.S. experimented on its own disabled citizens and prison inmates. Yeah. And this is just a whitewash itself. And of course, they always go back to 50, 60 years ago. This stuff's all going on right now. Continuing here, I've got some other news I want to get to later. Perimeter Security and the Future of North American Integration by Dana Gabriel up on Infowars.com. Paul Craig Roberts says that CIA may assassinate Julian Assange. That's some of what we're going to be going over on that front. But let me go ahead now and get into the situation. We'll cover this more with Max Keiser coming up and then Webster Griffin Tarpley and also Lindsey Williams today. U.S. tightens military grip on Gaddafi. Naval and air forces close in on Libya as David Cameron plans no-fly zone to protect civilians. Yeah, when he's not bringing arms dealers to nearby Egypt, the same arms dealers that sold the weapons to Gaddafi. I'm no fan of Gaddafi. Everybody knows that. But this whole thing is staged. This whole domino effect is on record. They know that the political climate is there for people to be angry and want to rebel against these disgusting king rats. But at the same time, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. When they're done, they'll just put something even worse in place. It's all part of this domino effect to not just fall in the Middle East or North Africa, but all over the world. We're going to see this continued upheaval unfolding. They want no-fly zones to shoot down any aircraft, talking about how horrible it is that Muammar Gaddafi reportedly has been strafing crowds of people, even those trying to take over military bases. But then meanwhile, our government has over 1,000 drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And they I saw the headline last year that they're killing, quote, no-name terrorists. You got a turban on your head. You got an AK-47. They're going to go ahead and kill you. They say it's acceptable to kill several hundred people at a wedding or in a market to kill one bad guy. No judge, no jury. It's just a robot drone, drops a Hellfire missile on you. But that's good, though. See, when the people running our country torture somebody or murder a crowd of people to kill one person, that's good. But when somebody else does it, there's all this moralizing and hyperventilating. And, oh, my gosh, Gaddafi is such a monster. Oh, my goodness gracious, gumdrops. This is just terrible. And the aircraft carriers are massing, and NATO's gearing up, and they're now U.S. Special Forces are there reportedly backing the rebels, and Gaddafi has again failed to retake territory in a six-hour battle with rebels, Libyan soldiers, and paramilitary loyal to Muammar Gaddafi attempted Tuesday to retake territory that has been seized by rebels, but neither side appeared to gain ground, according to accounts of the fighting from residents and officials with the opposition movement, the Washington Post reports. Here's Paul Joseph Watson's detailed report at PrisonPlanet.com. Report, U.S. Special Forces arrive in Libya. Yeah, they arrived. It's like saying the Mayflower just arrived 2 days ago. They've been there the whole time, ladies and gentlemen. And that's on record. Just like they've been in inside Iran for the last decade, stirring things up. Most Americans strongly oppose U.S. military action in Libya. Well, what did Gates say a few months ago? He said about Afghanistan. He said, I don't care if almost 70% of Americans don't want us to be there. I don't care what you want.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, we're going to get Max Kaiser on right at the start of the next hour from Beirut. there in Lebanon. Continuing with the situation, we've got a big magazine reporter here today, and he was saying he doesn't quite understand what we're getting at, talking about the West triggering this domino effect. The dominoes are already set up. The main driver is global dollar devaluation, being the world reserve currency, with rampant speculation, again, driven by that, driving up basic commodity prices. In most of these third world nations, the people make $2 a day or less. Around half of their earnings in places like Egypt are spent on fuel and food, basic subsistence necessities. And so the climate is now there, and it's like a controlled burn when you know a forest fire is coming, to try to control the outcome of that. And that's basically part of the equation. But we'll get more into it with Max Keiser. We'll get more into it with Pastor Lindsey Williams from his big oil company, Inside Connections. And we'll get more into it with Webster, Griffin, Tarpley coming up today. But important report by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com, U.S. Special Forces arrive in Libya. Another war, another proxy war. U.S. Special Forces have reportedly landed in Libya to train anti-Gaddafi rebels as a Western-backed coup d'etat in the oil-rich nation nears, with British and French defense advisors, that's in quotes, also arriving to set up training bases in the rebel-controlled eastern region of the country. This is global empire. Neocolonialism. According to a report in the Pakistan Observer, hundreds of Special Forces personnel from the U.S., Britain, and France arrived February 23rd and 24th in American and French warships and small naval boats off Libyan ports. It continues. So we're going to continue to break that down and see if that's true, but we've seen all the indicators that it is, and we know that that country's been riddled with globalist spies and operatives for a long time. Again, Kurt Nemo's article reports that most Americans strongly oppose U.S. military action in Libya. According to Rasmussen, a large majority of Americans agree with the common sense of George Washington. During his farewell address, the first president of the United States said the nation should beware of foreign entanglements. On February 23rd, Rasmussen reported that 67% of Americans strongly believe the United States should stay out of Libya and the Middle East. Similar numbers want us out of Afghanistan. But again, Gates, Secretary of Defense, says he doesn't care. The globalist, their handpicked government in the District of Criminals and the Pentagon are not listening. They have dispatched the USS Enterprise and other warships to the waters off Libya. The Enterprise was conveniently close, having squandered millions of taxpayer dollars confronting ragtag pirates, millions, how about billions, off the Somali coast. The Pentagon will not confirm one way or the other if its instructions to set up a no-fly zone and begin bombing the North African nation. According to Colonel David Lappin, a Pentagon spokesman, the U.S. military is moving ships closer to Libya in case they are needed. Here's the London Independent reporting. The price of food, as I mentioned earlier, is at the heart of this wave of revolutions. No one saw the uprisings coming. Oh, really, we said exactly what was going to happen 4 months ago. But their deeper cause isn't hard to fathom. And it goes over the numbers. Here's a Paul Watson article also dealing with what's happening. Obama encircles U.S. war machine around Libya, going through all the details on that front. Saudi activists eye protest, wait for new cabinet. The Saudi kings handed out $37 billion and returned for medical treatment in Europe to try to keep his country from falling. Again, British created out of two nations. There's other polls and reports here. The Libyans don't want globalist intervention. So that is all coming up. But straight ahead, we're going to try to get Max Keiser connected from Beirut. And then we're going to get into Bernie Madoff in his jailhouse interview.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.